Are you there?
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, I finally made it.
All right, welcome everybody to Flyover State of Mind with Amy and Jessica, brought to you by the Anchor Podcast. So,
yeah.
It's been a couple weeks. I get that. Last week was holiday, so we were kind of busy and, you know, things happen. But we are back this week and coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Literally 101
yeah,
degrees.
I went to the grocery store a minute ago and about died. I almost wanted to just stand in the freezer section for a little bit. Which
it's like, oh, I can't tell what
yeah,
I want.
You just keep all the doors
open. What I want
open.
Is to be cool. Last night we were leaving dinner and I said, hey, do you guys remember when it was wintertime and how nice it was?
It didn't seem to last. Like, we literally went from horrible winter to horrible summer, and we never had a spring this year.
I know. I was just thinking the other day, man, spring is my new favorite season, and I think it's because we missed it this year.
We completely
and you take it for granted.
We don't.
You get all those tornadoes.
Mm-hmm. And the rain.
But it's so nice to have all that rain and cool wind instead of this heat.
It rained at our house for probably about, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes the other day, and I wanted to just, like, dance in the rain. I was so
happy. Go lay
happy.
In it. Right. I looked at your Snapchat, and I was immediately jealous because it didn't rain at my house.
Yeah, our grass, every time I go outside, it's just, like, crunch.
It's like walking through fall leaves.
Horrible. And we've even been watering it, so it shouldn't be that bad, but it doesn't matter how much we water it. It's like soaking it up faster than we can water it.
Oh yeah, for sure. My dad's like, does the yard need mowed this week?
No.
Doesn't look
like it. We haven't mowed in a while, and we're getting ready to go on vacation next week, and we're probably not going to mow before we leave at all, because it doesn't look like
another vacation.
Yeah,
the life you lead.
Right.
Where's this one?
This one, we're going to Florida. Yes. For everybody that's listening, we just got back from a week and a half long vacation where we went to Dodge City, Kansas to visit family. Then we went to Amarillo, Texas and Fort Worth, Texas and back. Plus, we've gone to the lake I don't know how many times and stayed down there. I feel like I've been gone more than I've been home recently.
Yeah, I mean, horrible problem to have.
I know.
And I don't want everybody thinking that's the life of a Missourian. You just go everywhere, whenever you want. It is pretty nice, though, that we live in the middle of the United States, pretty much. And we can just drive anywhere, and it's not horrible.
Yeah, because for us to go to Florida is about the same for us to go to Texas. So it really isn't that bad of a drive for us. And plus, we're taking the
camper.
And
it's about the same to go to California, too, maybe a little longer.
Yeah, I've never driven west. We've only gone east as far as driving, but I've flown west. Just haven't driven there yet.
I drove to Vegas once, and I'm going to tell you right now. No. West Texas, the worst.
Did you not hear I was just in Amarillo?
That's true. Amarillo is like the end point. Like, past Amarillo gets real bad.
Yeah.
It's like a horse. And you're like, where does that horse belong? There's no house.
The one cool
I haven't seen
thing,
a house
though,
in miles.
That I found every time we go down there, because we go down there every other year practically, but they have like a storm. You can see a storm that's like 50 miles away. You can't see a storm that's 5 miles away sometimes here, but you can see it 50 miles away there.
Yep, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. But it's also windy as heck because there's nothing.
Blockage.
Yeah, there's nothing out there.
Yeah, we were driving to Branson the other day and I was like, you know, it really is beautiful to drive down this way. And it's like, you take it for granted because you see it all the time, all these hills with all these pretty trees. But, you know, people that aren't from here have no idea. Everybody that's come from out of state has always been like, it is so beautiful here.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's just whatever. But when you really take a second to look, it's like, it really is beautiful.
No,
here.
I love it. The Ozark Hills are gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Absolutely.
Yes. But one thing, though, I want to talk about because it's been this week is stress. Work stress.
Ooh.
And I know I'm getting ready to go on vacation, so it's kind of stupid for me to be talking about this.
Well, you're going on your vacation because of your work stress. Right. We'll say that. Yeah,
okay. That'll work. I can take that.
You need vacations to deal with your work stress. Right.
So, just to recap for people, tell them what you do and how we met.
Well, I am a 911 dispatcher.
Yes.
And that's how I met Amy.
Exactly. We were at one time both 911 dispatchers. However, I was asked to leave because of an incident that I did. And kind of my way of sticking it to the man because I'd been there so long and I was just bitter and not wanting to be there anymore.
Yeah, that's one of the ways that stress will manifest itself in all sorts of ways.
Yes, absolutely.
And after you've dealt with it for over 10 years.
Yeah, I was pushing 11 when I left. And I feel like, and I didn't realize it while I worked there, but I was depressed. And I didn't realize I was depressed because I've never been depressed before. But I was so depressed when I was there. I literally got up, dreaded the drive. There were some days I was almost in tears because I didn't want to go there and deal with all the crap. And then you're there, you're just sad and stressed out and unhappy. And then when I left, I was so exhausted because of the emotional roller coaster of the day that I didn't have the energy to do anything. It was horrible. But while you're in it, you don't necessarily know that you're in it. Mm-hmm. So for me, I made a YouTube video to kind of express myself creatively. Blah, I can't even talk today. But also as an explanation, I guess, of your mindset throughout the day. So that video did not go over well with my employer. So they said, all right, well, you can just go or we'll make you go. So I'm like, all right, peace. And I left. But it was then that I realized when I walked out of those doors that day, how depressed I was. It was bad. But you don't know it sometimes when you're in that far.
No, when you're in at least knee deep, you may not see it because you're so accustomed to it or used to it. It's just like anytime somebody I ask what I do and I tell them and they're like, oh man, that must be so stressful. And I'm like, well, I mean, it's all right. It's not
really super stressful as far as
it's not work. The typical stress.
Yeah.
It's just like, I mean, I can tell it takes a toll on my body and my brain.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily think I would describe it as stressful.
No.
And I don't know how I would describe it. I mean, you're listening to things going in and out constantly all day long. With no resolution.
Well, I feel as it's more of you're getting a constant roller coaster of adrenaline. So you get a bunch of adrenaline and then it goes away. And what I found is when you do that, it takes a toll on your body almost like you've just ran a marathon. But you're not. You sat at a desk most of the day. I think I'm losing you.
Are you there?
Okay.
Going through these hills.
Man. Yeah, that was weird. You were like an echo for a second.
That is weird. It sounded like you opened a door or something.
A door to my soul.
Ooh. Just that it's pretty.
But yeah, it does. I feel like the adrenaline of your job, even though you are sedentary most of the time, it's the adrenaline that your body goes through and then you're in that fight or flight, but yet there's nothing for your body to fight or flight. So then it kind of goes down. It takes a toll.
For sure.
So, I don't know. I feel like there's some things, and that's a reason that I believe that people who work in high-stress jobs have heart attacks when they leave is because their body is so accustomed to the adrenaline roller coaster that it weakens your heart and then you're just like, now what?
That's true. I never thought of it like that.
Because your heart is basically like supercharged and then relaxed, several times a day. your heart can't take that. Most people, unless they exercise regularly, their heart can't take that stress.
Yeah.
So, I know. It's kind of weird when you step back.
Yeah, never really.
A little something I thought about since I've left.
Yeah, I haven't ever thought about that.
Yeah, I didn't either. So how many years do you have in so far?
Ooh, coming up on 10 this year.
Yeah, I feel like that was where I started my fast spiral.
Yeah.
Decade mark.
I mean, I don't know. I'm torn because I don't know what else I would do at this point. Like, I don't know what direction I could go in and feel satisfied.
Feel satisfied. Is that because you enjoy your job?
I like the work I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like the toll it does on my body, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Because I'm in chronic pain. And, of course, all the issues I have are stress-induced, so that doesn't help my body. So what I would like to do is something that's not 9-to-5, because I don't think I can handle that at all. But something that's just basically cuddling animals all day, or, you know, playing in a puppy pen. Something like that. Something where it's on my own terms. Maybe like a room where I don't have to talk to anybody or see anybody, and I just type on a computer. Completely like stress-free, that I don't have to worry about it. And I mean, trying to find a job stress-free is kind of a joke unless you're working for yourself. And then even sometimes when you're working for yourself, you're gonna have stress.
Yeah, that's actually where I'm at right now.
So plan B is just sugar daddy. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I'm at the work for yourself stress where it's like you have 50 million things that you need to do, then you run out of time to do them, and then you get burnt out because you've been working all day, so you're just like, ah, screw it. And then you just start it over the next day.
Yeah.
That's always fun, right?
Right. It's not like you have anything to catch up on.
Yeah. Actually, thinking about what I got to do as soon as I get off this podcast. The problem. I feel like that's my number one issue with working for myself is I work from home. So even when like my other half or my kids are off work and they're home, that's their time to de-stress. But I'm still thinking about stuff I could be doing because this is still my work zone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out a way to mentally cut off like a time and be like, all right, no more thinking about work.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's always something I could be doing and should be doing, even if like we're watching a movie or something. Like, oh, maybe I can get on the computer while we're on the, you know, watching a movie and I can get a couple things done. And I need to stop doing that.
Yeah, you need to stop doing that. You should make a list. Every time you think of something, you just jot it down and then you'll handle it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or make a list for the day of all the things that you want to get done. And when you get that stuff done, then you're done for the day.
Ugh. I need to, because I feel like my day's never until mm-hmm. I'm in bed. And then I'm in bed thinking about what I need to get done in the morning when I first get up.
Yeah. And see, and that's like, I just want to do menial work where I don't have to think about anything or worry about anything. But if I work for myself, so say I started a farm.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to worry about taking care of the animals and having fun with the animals, feeding them, playing with them, cuddling on them. I don't want to have to worry about what you need to go buy the feed. You need to pay the mortgage.
See, I feel like that's when you need a partner that will do that part for you.
That is the truth. Like, I need my own little operations manager over me.
You do.
I'll be back. I'm going to go hay the horses.
You get to do the farm stuff while they do the bookkeeping and all the menial stuff.
Yeah. That's what I should do. I mean, my boyfriend's pretty good at that stuff. Maybe I can just convince him.
I'm like, this is your job now. This is what you're going to do.
This is what you have to do for the family. And by the family, I mean all the pets.
Pretty much. You've got to make sure there's always feed. You got to make sure the electricity is always on.
Yep. I'll shuck the poop all day long.
Yeah, but you need to take care of all the other stuff.
Exactly.
I feel like that would be good for you, because then you're out and you're not confined to, like, the stress hole that you're in now.
Yeah, definitely stretching my legs and walking around constantly. And, I mean, again, cuddling baby animals. What more could you ask for?
Yeah.
I told him the other day, I was like, I'm going to have to get a bottle calf. And he's like, Jessica, we don't need a bottle calf. And I said, but I do kind of need a bottle calf because I want the bottle calf to think I'm its mama and then just play with me and snuggle me all day.
There you go.
So I might be getting a bottle calf for Christmas. Who knows?
That's awesome. See, and that's what, and me, I don't even want to be around a cow. what am I going to do with a cow? I would not know the first thing to do with a cow.
You snuggle them.
No. I have zero desire to snuggle a cow. I have a puppy that I can do that to. She hates it. She kind of looks like I'm killing her soul slowly, but I give her a big hug and she'll sit there and take it.
See, that's what I want. I want a big dog, basically, that's actually a cow. And then I just want to go out and be excited to see me, which that happens, but I want to experience it myself. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in and out of dairy farms, you know, like we always had cows running around. Like I've always grown up around them. And it's always been like a task to me. It's not been a pet, you know? So we had to take care of them because it was a means to an end, basically. So that cow had dollar signs on it, basically.
Yes.
But now that I'm older, I'm like, I really like animals. I want a bunch of animals. And then it's like, well, I want to show a cow. I want to get a mini cow and show a cow at the fair. I mean, who thinks like that?
Yeah, not me. Like, I go to a fair because I want like a funnel cake or something.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's been my mindset for years. A root beer straight out of the tap. And a funnel cake and possibly a corn dog that's like a foot long.
Oh, yeah. They have those. I forgot about those.
But the more and more over the last like 3 years, you know, we've been going to the state fair every year. And we go and we pet all the animals and love on all the animals. And I'm just like, this is my life. I want this.
See, I had a boyfriend years ago that did that. He showed cattle when he was in high school and kind of a little bit after high school before he moved off. But that was never my thing. Like I felt like an alien out of place because it was a whole different world to me. I didn't grow up around farms. I grew up in town. Like there was I had no farm life whatsoever. The most was going to my grandparents. They had like 10 acres, but it was not farm. They had a pond, like two ponds, and we would just ride dirt bikes out there, or four wheelers. It was not really, I guess, a farm. So we have completely different views on that. That sounds amazing to you. And this is what I think is great about the different personalities. We are complete opposites in some things.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of them.
Definitely one of the high ones on the list. Which, you know, I grew up around all this stuff. So, you know, when I got in high school, I mean, we had the FFA or whatever, and people drive your tractor to school day. I mean, who does that in other states? But, you know, like, I was kind of like, no, I want more for myself. I want to live in a big city, and I want to explore everything, you know, and do all sorts of different stuff. Because a lot of things are very closed-minded here, and, you know,
that's true.
I knew was farm life. And it's like, growing up, it's like you're going to be a police officer, a farmer, or a teacher. Like, that's the options. And it's like, well, or a nurse, maybe. And I was like, well, I don't know enough science to be a nurse. I'm not good at that. And it's like, so I guess I'll be a teacher. But then it's as I go to college, I'm like, why would I want to do this?
Well, see, so, in my high school, it was completely different because it wasn't really a farming school or a farming community. We didn't have a huge FFA there. I mean, we had it, but it wasn't, like, massive. But in my high school, the big thing was going into the military. So many people went into the military that was ingrained to me as one of my only options. Because I don't even know if it was the town that I grew up in or what, but your option was you either have to get a bunch of loans and be in debt forever and go to college, or you can go into the military. That's it.
Right.
Or you could just get a job and probably not make that much money. Those were the three options that were given to us. So I'm like, ooh, debt. I don't want anything to do with that. I'm not going to college. I'll go to the military. Well, then I got pregnant, so I didn't go. But I was.
I think a lot of people like that at our school, you know, wanted to go into the military because that got them out of where we grew up and to explore and stuff.
My original plan in high school until my ship out date when I found out I was with child.
Yeah, but they're like, that baby is not old enough to go into the military, so.
And I'm like, what baby? I got no idea. What are you talking about?
I was thinking about it the other day. It's like, my school didn't really prepare me much for college life in the aspect of student loans.
No, absolutely and, not.
I mean, I graduated with a 4.0, and so I tried and tried and tried to get scholarships, and I couldn't even get scholarships. And it's like, and my parents made just enough money that I couldn't get any grants. So then I was stuck with all these loans. And it's just kind of like, it's like drowning in debt when you get out of school.
Yeah, you are.
And I told my sister, because my sister was going to school. And I'm like, you need to like figure out what you want to do and then go to school. Don't just go to school and then try to figure it out as you go. Because you're just wasting money.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to instill in my kids right now. Which my son, he has, Missouri has the A plus program. So he gets two
years
free.
Yes, I did that. And so, I still had a lot of debt.
Yeah, I know. But I told him at least those 2 years, you don't have to really have your plan yet. But by the end of those 2 years, you'd better know if you want to continue with school or if you don't. Because then you're going to have to start paying for it. And it's going to be really, really expensive.
It adds up real quick.
Yeah.
And, of course, I was taking, like, full-time status plus, like, two more classes on top of that every semester.
Yeah, I think that's where this area, this Midwest area, is lacking is education about the future and options.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There are not enough options given and, I guess, explored because they don't think that you can do other than the traditional jobs here. There's no thinking outside the box here.
Exactly. I was smart, but I never in a million years thought, oh, I could be a doctor. No. I could be a CEO of a large corporation, you know.
They don't try to instill that in you.
Mm-mm. And they all they said was
because that's not what they were told, so they don't know how to tell you that.
And a lot of people my generation and our generation are first-time college graduates out of their whole family.
Yes.
Or first people to go to college, period.
Yeah, absolutely, which is kind of the reason why I feel like people weren't encouraged as much.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's sad to say, but it's not because they're uneducated. It's because they don't know the opportunities yet.
Right. Well, and it's like the only testing we had was the ASVAB. And then they're like, you would fit good in these jobs. Well, I didn't want to do those jobs, but it's like, so what else could I do? Well, I don't know. You tested for these. So it's like,
oh yeah.
Well, I kind of like to know some other options, but it's not like you can just go to the college even and be like, mm-hmm. I don't know what to do.
No.
They don't know. They don't know what to tell you. And it's like all in high school, they just said, you have to go to college. You have to go to college. Because if you don't go to college, you're not going to get a job. You're not going to make any money. You have to go to college. And it's like, I think, you know, why did I try to go to school and get a 4-year degree when I could have probably gone and got a 2-year trade degree?
Yeah, because you weren't taught that was an option. I remember taking the, it's kind of like a placement quiz or whatever to see which profession you should look into.
Yeah.
And I got, and I will remember this for the rest of my life, I got 00, which means you could possibly work in any field.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Why couldn't you just talk? He, like, told me to go in financial or medical or something. No. It was me and one other kid. And it was,
like, narrow it down a couple.
Class, we got the same score. And both of us were like, well, now what? Like, seriously? That was stupid. Yeah, that's why I started looking in the military. Because at that point, I'm like, well, I have no freaking clue.
Yep.
But I know that they'll give me money to go to school, at least. They would have had I actually shipped out that day.
Yeah. You know,
I didn't like to, but I did
do
it.
Things like that.
I used to actually.
I would have totally
really
went
good
to the military.
Prior
but I don't
to
like
children.
To do that stuff.
Prior to children.
I can't ever say that. I played a lot of sports, and I was considered an athlete, I guess you could say, but I don't think I was ever in great shape. I think now that I look at myself and I'm like, no, I guess I kind of was.
So
not
bad.
Anymore. Welcome to your 30s.
I haven't done the cane
real quick
thing yet.
It was like 30th birthday. I was walking with a cane.
Way more Tums than normal.
I wish that wasn't a true story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you start thinking about multivitamins. Can
but
you hear
me? I really am trying to instill in my kids now because they're like life. I've got one starting college, I've got one starting their senior year in high school, so they're at that age where they're trying to figure out what they want to do. And for me, heck, I don't even know what I'm gonna do. But at least I know I can tell them there's more out there than, you know, just your basic go out and get a job. You don't have to be a nurse if you don't like you don't have to be a cop. You don't have to be, you know, a farmer. You don't have to be this or that. Like, there are way more options out there that you can make a living at and probably make even more money than the traditional options. Yeah.
Right. And have fun doing it. That was my thing. It's like,
yeah,
I could dabble in a little bit of everything.
I can't say that now.
Nothing really
before,
gets me 100%
yes.
fired up every
Absolutely.
Day.
And especially, like, I started out working in photography, and then I worked in banking, and then I worked at 911,
yes.
and then real estate. And now I'm starting a new company that has nothing to do with any of those. But this, it finally took me, and I'm, like, hella old. And it's finally taking me now to where I kind of got an idea of where I see myself going. That's sad. It's taking me this long. Almost 20 years after graduating high school. Not 20 years yet, but it's getting close.
I think too, like
yes.
your parents, you know, like
yes,
my parents,
they did.
Because
I know for sure,
like
that,
did
my
they just settle?
Parents would not
in whatever
be
job
in
they're
the
doing
career they are if they knew they had other options of things they could do. I know my mom; she started out; she was in a cake decorator. My whole growing up, like that's what she did. She decorated cakes. She worked at a place, and my entire life, basically. And it wasn't, honestly, until I was out of the house, my brother was out of the house, and my sister was about to be out of the house that she finally started looking at things that she wanted to do. And she was almost, like, she was in her 40s, like, late 40s, when she finally said, hey, what is it that I want to do? My dad, he's in his 50s now, and he's still just working in a job. I don't even think it's something he likes to do, but he's good at it, and he's been doing it forever, like almost 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's doing.
Right. Yeah, I think about that. I think that's going to be something that I really sit down and ask my parents about, because I know that my mom took a psychology class in college just randomly, but I don't know, like, why she did that. Is that something she thought maybe she would want to do? But she worked in factories basically my whole life, and then now she works for an insurance company, and she's basically, I think she just runs all over the place at that company. But I don't think she, I mean, it's not her dream job. It seems like she works really hard for minimum pay. I don't know what she makes, but it just, to me, it seems like it probably is not enough. But then my dad got a job, you know, working for the county at 18. And so he's worked at that same job.
No,
so
my
long.
Dad
and I
did
see
the
that
same thing.
Like,
he started
is it wrong of
the
me
construction
that
company
I'm
he's
not
at. It's a commercial construction
doing
company.
The same thing.
He's
like,
been
I
there since
just
he was 18. That was in the almost 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the same with my dad. My dad was like 78. And he's got to retire the next, I mean, they're forcing him to retire or he'll lose part of his pension or something. I don't know the details, but I don't necessarily think he finally, it took almost 30 years for him to get to a position, I think, that he actually likes. He's never really talked bad about the work ever. I think he's always liked the work, but I think he's just like,
see, but I think that's the thing with my dad is he has been doing it for,
you know, drives around, he got a new truck,
doesn't complain about it at all, but I feel like he just does it because that's what he's always done, and I don't know if he has ever stopped to think, mm-hmm. what could I have done, yeah, or what I wanted to do. I don't think that was ever an option, but for his generation it was different. He was just finding a stable job right away.
You had to get a job, and then you got married and had kids immediately. And then it was kind of like that, not necessarily like I felt pressure, but I kind of felt like I have to live up to what my parents have done. So it's like, I need to get married young so I can have
I had kids young, but it wasn't,
you know, or
like on purpose.
So I can have kids
by young. But yeah, no, I get it. Because the only reason that I married my son's dad or my kid's dad,
but it's like,
was because of the pressure from both of our families, because we were told that we had to get married because I was pregnant and we were so young.
Right.
Like, I was 18. I was, like,
that's your only option.
I think 2 months out of high school when I got pregnant, or maybe it was just a month. But it was the summer after I graduated high school when I got pregnant. So it was like super quick. And then by the next year I had a baby and I was married, and I was like, this is not what I want to do. But I honestly am kind of grateful for that, because had I not gotten married, I wouldn't have had my daughter. So, and I can guarantee you, I wouldn't have had I not got married. So it's not all horrible, but
right.
It was the route that we had, were told that we had to go on.
Oh, yeah. And I get that, because I've grown up I've grown up in the area, so I understand the type of pressure like that. But I also, I think back to, because I got married young. I didn't have kids, but I got married young, thinking that, you know, I needed to follow my family's footsteps, because my grandparents and my parents, you know, it's my turn. I got to get married young. But it's like, I also greatly despise that man at this point in my life still. But, and I don't necessarily think that I regret it, because I have learned so much. And I don't think that I would have as much confidence and respect for myself at this day and age if I wouldn't have gone through those trials and errors. But I would have done, if I could go back, I would have done so many different things.
I feel
so
like
many different
I
things.
Would have,
and it wouldn't,
absolutely done,
you know, just be the marriage, but it would be job wise and college
then
wise.
Again,
and
know,
I would
you
explore
say that,
a lot more.
You wouldn't be where you are without it. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't regret it at all. And it's like, and I try, and I see people that are younger, and they're struggling, and I'm like, I have been there. And you know, you've probably heard that too when you were growing up. I did.
Yes.
But it's like, you need to make the right choices.
Absolutely.
But you don't know what those right choices are, because you have to figure them out for yourself, and you have to fail to and pick yourself back up to understand.
It won't
I probably shouldn't have done that. And somebody can tell you until they're blue in the face, I did that same thing. You don't need to be doing that. You should probably
do
this.
You always
You'd be like,
and
okay.
So you never actually take a step
it.
Back.
Because
honestly,
their situation's different than yours.
Of all of the pressure that I got from getting married early was the reason why I don't want to get married right now. I've been with the same guy for 9 years. It'll be 9 years this year that we've been together. We've been living together for 6 years.
Yeah.
That's longer than I even knew my ex-husband before I filed for divorce from him. And there's people who still ask us, when are you getting married? When are you getting married? I was like, dude, like, I'm not. Like, I don't. It's not something I really want to do. And it's not because
I
feel, like, constrained or something. But it's like, I don't see the point in it. anymore. The romance of marriage isn't there, because I feel like most people think marriage right. is an idealized fantasy than what it really is. And this could be a completely different podcast on a whole other day. So I'm not going to go into it too much right now because we're already at 35 minutes, but...
Oh, I know. I agree. I agree so much with that.
Yeah, but it's like this area gives you that pressure and these...
I mean, I'm in the same boat. I mean, I've been with area,
you
my
have
man
that
for
pressure.
6 years.
This is what you have to do. And...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, it's always like after you've been dating a year, it's like, okay, when are you guys going to get married? When are you getting engaged? It's like, well, we don't want to do that. And it's, I mean, this might be okay and everything everywhere else. Like, people may not be pressuring people in other yeah. states or around the world. You know, it may be okay to just well, be with somebody just to be with
yes,
them and not
please.
Have to get married, not have that pressure. But I don't know.
I
That's one of those
do,
things I don't know.
Actually,
I wish if anybody's listening, let us know.
Culture.
Do you have
it's
this kind of
mindset.
Pressures?
And I even ran into somebody like, about a couple
I don't think
weeks
they
ago
do either.
At a bike shop that I was at. And she
I think it goes
married. No, like a bicycle bike shop. Yeah. So I was at
like
a
Harley
shop,
bike shop.
A girl was there. She works there.
Oh,
she used to be married to one of our friends. And then they got divorced. So actually, while my boyfriend and I have been together, they have gotten married and divorced
yeah.
and remarried other people in that time frame. Yeah, but what's funny is she came up to me and she's like, oh, are you and Kelly still together? And I'm
do
like,
do you know how many
yeah,
people I
like,
know like that?
Yeah, we are. But she was so shocked by it. And that I was like, are you for real? Like, seriously?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people just
well,
take,
I feel like people think
granted,
that
guess,
your relationship
just
is
think
stronger
it's the next
if
step
you're
you
married,
have to do,
and then if you're
and
not
it's,
married,
they just
it's
do
not
it.
As
but
strong.
It's like you don't have to do it.
It is not true, but that is what is commonly thought of. And I honestly think that we're going to have to table this because
that
is this
not
is a
true
huge
whatsoever.
Topic. This might be your topic next week, just so we can rehash this out. About
yeah.
relationships.
Next time.
In
next
this area
time.
In the stigma on relationships. But this was good. This was a good one today. Yeah. But yeah. we're coming up on 40 minutes, so I'm going to cut it.
I feel good about it.
But we will see everybody next week, and who knows? We might be talking about relationships.
Okay. Sounds good.
Down and dirty.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.